This is the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show's All Request Friday Night at FlapDaddy.com. Podcasting right here at Section 86 and at iTunes.
Section86.com.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Creative Tragedy.
It's the Hank and Chain Show.
Of It Burns When I Pee, the only podcast around that talks about real country music.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League. Welcome to Vertebreaker, your weekly insight into the world of professional wrestling and pop culture. Changing the world of podcasting.
After you get done jerking off, it kind of just looks like a little popsicle.
One show at a time. Insomnia approved.
That's what I'm saying. This one, I've been trying to tell this guy for like fucking a year and a half.
86 Productions.
This is your red hot lava roving reporter, Bob Hurst here. The Bootleg Asylum Radio Show is on every Friday night from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Howard plays the best in classic rock, metal, country, and blues. It's the best in bootleg music, so check out the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show live at FlapDaddy.com.
Hey, y'all, this is BSA from the Texas Rifles. Beer raising and hell drinking with Howard on the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. Give me a hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Picture, if you will, an individual with no radio broadcasting experience. The face is unknown. The features, nondescript. During the next 2 hours, do not attempt to adjust your web browser, for this person has complete control. You, the listeners, are about to enter a dimension of no sight, all sound, where music fantasies become music realities, where the only voice you hear is that of a singular personage known as One More Name, host of the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hey there, this is Tap Rat from The Rat. You are listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio here on FlapDaddy.com.
Are you ready, Dave? Because I know they're ready. Let's give them a wonderful West Michigan welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Dave Hall!
Just come back here. We'll be right back. Thank you, thank you. taken from my very favorite Jimi Hendrix album. The album's called Hendrix in the West. And the whole album's various live recordings from, I think, the late 60s, early 70s. And just a fantastic album. It was released, I believe, in 1971 or early 72 on Polydor Records. Very limited release, and it's been released on CD as well. Again, a very limited release. And if you find a copy of it, you're probably going to be paying a lot of money, but man, it's damn well worth it. And fantastic stuff right there from Jimi Hendrix, his rendition of Blue Suede Shoes right there from, again, the Hendrix in the West album. How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootlegger Song Radio Show right here at FlapDaddy.com. Soon to be podcast number 30 this coming Tuesday over at section86.com and in iTunes. And as always, I appreciate you guys tuning in and hanging out in the chat board. We got Toker Dave's back with us this week. He hasn't been on for a while. He's been down in Florida and doing some fishing and stuff, but he's back on the board. Good to see him, as well as Lefty Axe. He hasn't been on for a couple weeks. And good to see the people on chat board. And if you guys get a chance out there surfing around, jump on flapdaddy.com and jump on the chat board and request some music, and I'll surely play it if I can. And right before the Jimi Hendrix, we played a song from Robin Trower. And again, this came off a BBC Radio 1 live in concert series from the BBC they put out. I believe it was released in maybe 76. Anyway, Robin Trower and played a fantastic song of his, Twice Removed from Yesterday. Jerry Joe Wise, right before that, Long Train Blues, and just a fantastic artist. The first couple I played tonight were from Australia, and Jerry Joe Wise is from Australia. He's been doing really well. That song I played, Long Train Blues, I believe has won a few blues awards over there in Australia, as well as the album he has out now has been on the top of the charts for 30 weeks in a row over there in Australia. So fantastic, absolutely fantastic artist right there. Really bluesy. Jerry Joe Wise, so check out more from him on MySpace if you get a chance. And I started this night off with another Australian, Dave Hole. I happened to be at this concert that song was taken from. The song's called Jenny Lee, and it was from down here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. During the summer, they have a Budweiser Blues in the Mall, and every Wednesday night from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock, they have free artists that come in there and play. And man, I got a really good chance to go see Dave Hole that night, and it was really good stuff. And one of the best shows I went to, as far as live, it kind of fell right in my lap at the last minute. And sometimes those are the best shows, and that surely turned out to be a really good one. And anyway, like I say, I appreciate you guys tuning in. And if you get a chance to check out section86.com, they put my show up for podcasting every Tuesdays, like I said, and they got a lot of other good shows over there as well. Blake Clayton's It Burns When I Pee just put out an episode today. And so go check out that new one. I think there's a new Vertebreaker put up also, I think, Wednesday. So a lot of good new shows coming up over there at section86.com. So check those out when you get a chance. And that's what's keeping my show going and a lot of these other ones. And as well as what you guys do, tuning in when you do. We certainly appreciate all that. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to get into another little short set of music. But the bootleg artist tonight is actually Stevie Ray Vaughan. And it was recorded at the Rock Palace in Germany in 1984. And just a fantastic sounding. Actually, the whole concert was like an hour and a half long, but I had to cut that basically in half. So I picked out a few good songs, and I hope you think you're going to like what I picked out. Anyway, it's like I say, a fantastic set from right after Couldn't Stand the Weather. I think it was a Couldn't Stand the Weather tour over there in Germany, but the audio on it's pretty good. So look forward to that here coming up after this next set. But what I'm going to be doing right now, this band here, and I'm not going to even try to pronounce the name of the area they come from, but the band is from Scotland, and their bass player is called Rufus Root, and he's very fantastic, as well as you have Styx McClumparty. He plays drums, oddly enough, and really good at that. The guitar player on this band, Jack Plew, he plays what he likes to call the slippy guitar. Anyway, so check this out here, right here, and I'll talk to you on the other side of these. This is the Bootlegger Song Radio Show right here at FlapDaddy.com, and this is Swamp Slide.
Thank you.
Yeah, very cool. Bunch of guys out of Scotland. The band they call Swamp Slide right there. Again, that's Styx McClumpferty on drums. And Rufus Root on bass. And Jack, I believe I'm saying it right, Jack Plaug on what he calls a slippy guitar. A great slide band right there. We played three tracks from them. We played a track called Sylvia, was the one we just heard. Then we heard a track called Gimme My Guitar, as well as we started off with a song called The Slip It In. Like I said, this is a bunch of great guys over there from Scotland. And so check out them on MySpace if you get a chance. Great stuff right there, and I hope you like that set. Anyway, I want to say howdy to Taprat. He just jumped on the board with us, too, on a chat board. And Taprat hosts a show here at flapdata.com called The Rat. Comes on every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time. And sometimes he plays movies, sometimes he plays Star Trek-related shows, and other times he'll play some recordings of bands that he recorded himself, and they're really good shows anyway. So don't miss a chance to catch The Rat on Tuesdays from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time, like I said, right here at flapdata.com. And I certainly appreciate John jumping on the board with us tonight and keeping these kind of shows going strong. And what I'm going to do right now is, like I said, the featured bootleg of the night is Stevie Ray Vaughan. This was recorded on the Couldn't Stand the Weather tour, and this is on August 25th, 1984, at the Rock Palace in Germany. And like I said, I picked out about 40 minutes of the hour and a half show that he put out there, so I hope you like the songs that I picked out, so I'm going to get into that right now. This is the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here at flapdata.com, and this is Stevie Ray Vaughan live. Good stuff.
Hello! All right.
mama died. Well, I'm going back to my family too. Send you back to your mama died. Just can't get along with you.
sunshines every day.
on his double trouble. We thank you so very, very much. Thank you.
Yeah, in my opinion, Stevie Ray Vaughan at his best, recorded early on, really, just after the release of his second album, and a lot of songs from both of those, Texas Flood and Couldn't Stand the Weather, and like I said, great stuff from the Rock Palace in Germany in 1984, Stevie Ray Vaughan, like I said, I hope you enjoyed that. Like I said, he was still pretty cocky back then. You know, he kind of slowed down after he got off the drugs, and I think, what was it, 85, 86, still good. No doubt, but he was he pulled out all of his tricks, and that actually that show though is the audio. The video for that show is still available. I think if you go on hell, if you just Google 1984 Rock Palace Stevie Ray Vaughan, and you'll come up with quite a few AVI files of it, and the whole concert. Actually, the copy I got, the video on it and the audio, as you heard, sounds pretty cool, and like I said, well worth the effort to download if you ever come across it. Like I said, you know, it's the Rock Palace 1984, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and it's an hour and 22 minute long video, and it's just, you know, some fantastic stuff right there. And like I said, I hope you like that. And like I said, I've reminded you in the past on some of these podcasts I've been listening to, just check them out if you get a chance. That's what it's all about. You know, people try to put these, you know, shows out to you know, get the music out there that's underground music. And man, there's a lot of podcasts out there. You have Kimmy and the Metal Deli. And you also have the Soupy Gatto show, Whiskey and Waterbeds at MySpace, Whiskey Brian, and Joey Fuckup. They got a couple of their own podcasts. Trying Times is Whiskey Brian's, and Joey Fuckup has Hey Ride to Hell. And, of course, they both do the Whiskey and Waterbeds, and great stuff right there. So, like I said, there's just a lot of them out there. And, of course, at section86.com, you have It Burns an IP. Like I said, Blake just put out a brand new one just today, and from what I understand, he's going to do one more. Then call it quits for a while. So if you like It Burns With IP with your host Blake Clayton, he has a new one available just today over at section86.com. So check that out and support his show if you can. And actually he just maybe takes a little break and then comes back, because he's been putting on some great podcasts for 2 years now. And many props to Blake for what he's done, and you know, try to keep supporting these shows. Anyway, I'm going to continue on with another set of music right now, and I guess I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here at flapdaddy.com.
Yeah. my baby left me. Found a place to dwell.
Some radio shows, all requests Friday night at flapdaddy.com.
Ain't it lonesome? You know, home alone. Ain't it lonesome, baby, when you know you're home alone. God, I would love it. Look up, come home, back home. It's so lonesome when you sleep by yourself. So long. Little girl, when you're sleeping by yourself. Girl, that you love me. Little girl, cause she done left.
I seen my baby, and she looked in my face. I seen my baby this morning. The little girl looked in my face. I'm your judge and your lawyer and your jury. Little girl, I'm on your case.
The little old band from Texas. ZZ Top right there from their Fandango album. That's, of course, Jailhouse Rock. And the song Thunderbird right before that. And like I say, a little trivia. The band Texas Rifles, a guy who did an interview with me on, I think, podcast number 9, Brian Shine Abel from the Texas Rifles, his uncle, wrote that song back in 1959. Billy Joe Shine and the Nightcaps. And kind of cool. I always known it to be the, or figured it was a ZZ Top song ever since I heard it on that album. And but nope, it was a little useless trivia there for you, but pretty cool stuff, no doubt. Magic Slim and a Teardrop right before that from a tribute to Hound Dog Taylor, and the album or the song I played of Hound Dog Taylor that Magic Slim did was called Freddy's Blues, and great stuff right there. The whole album is pretty good. It's got some George Thorogood on there, some Dave Hole, and just a variety of other artists on there. So check that tribute to Hound Dog Taylor out if you get a chance. Really good stuff. And one of my favorite guitar players, right before that, was Leslie West from the band Mountain, of course, off his album, solo album. The album's called Got Blues, and that's spelled B-L-O-O-Z-E for blues. And did Leslie's version of Heartbreak Hotel, and just really good stuff there. And like I said, from one of my favorite guitar players, Joe Satriani, right before that, and from his album Flying in a Blue Dream. And we played The Mystical Potato Head Groove Thing, which is kind of cool. You know, when you do an instrumental song, you don't have any words to go by. You can pretty much name it anything you want. And that's just what he did. Like I said, Mystical Potato Head Groove Thing from Flying in a Blue Dream off the Joe Satriani's, actually it's his third release. So good stuff right there. And I started this set off a while ago. A band I found on MySpace here a couple years ago, and I've played him a lot on my show. He had an album out in 2004 called Bad Gamble. And played a title track from that song, or from that album, a song called Bad Gamble. Like I said, Gus Lambros and Electric Mud. So check them out on their MySpace whenever you get a chance. Really good band, and you know, hope you like that set. As you figured out by now, the whole night's basically been kind of centered around guitar players. When I featured Steve Ray Vaughan as a bootleg artist, I figured I'd just play some of my favorite guitar players throughout the night, and that's just what I've done. And what I'm going to do right now is get back into one of my last sets of the night. And this is from an artist right here from Michigan. And you'll figure it out who it is as soon as I get it going. So once again, I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here on FlapDaddy.com.
You bet your ass. You bet your ass, baby. We're here to do it to you one time. Tonight's to do Nashville, Tennessee. I do believe it's fine, five, seven, five, double time. All mine, a little bit of rock and roll, a little bit of here, a little bit of there, a little bit of tomorrow, another night out there. We're gonna do it to you. We got to do it to you. We got to have it every now. We got to do it to you. We fall down on the pavement. You hear me talking at you. Woo! I think I know what you like, baby. I say, I know that ain't nobody out there came to be mellow tonight. Now, did you? I say there ain't nobody. I say there ain't nobody not out there that even wants to be a little bit mellow. Now is there? Anybody wants to get mellow, you can turn around and get the fuck out of here, all right? Do you hear me? Hey, it's good for you. It's a good scene, yes it is. This is a love song. I'd like to dedicate this to all that Nashville pussy.
Sweet boom time.
bandit hair. The Indians, they needed some food and some skins for a roof. They only took what they needed there. Millions of buffalo were the proof. But then came the white dogs. With their thick and empty heads, they couldn't see past the billboard. They wanted all the buffalo. Everything was so sad. But I looked above the canyon walls, and some strong eyes did I see. I think it's somebody come around to save my ass, baby. I think it's gonna come around to save you and me. Boys, I said above the canyon wall.
Yeah, from the Double Live Gonzo album, one of my favorite Ted Nugent albums. And of course we heard, I guess you'd call it a cover. It's actually an Amboy Duke song. Ted Nugent used to play with the band Amboy Dukes, of course, and a great live version of Great White Buffalo. And a song I believe was just released only on that live Double Live Gonzo album. The song is called Yank Me, Crank Me. And Wang Dang, Sweet Putang started this set off here a while ago of, like I said, pretty much tonight. It's been basically all guitar players that I've liked over the years, and hope you enjoyed some of the tunes throughout the night tonight, and that's pretty much my show for the evening. I appreciate, as I always do, you guys tuning in and downloading this podcast, and of course, everybody over at section86.com, Andrew over there for putting it up on iTunes for me, as well as his site, and everything he does over there, and help support a lot of these internet radio shows like mine. We certainly appreciate it. I'm going to end the night with a band was turned on to for my son-in-law, actually. I think they've been around for a little while now, but the band's called The Black Keys. And I have a release here. I think it's their self-titled. I think the album's called Black Keys. Anyway, but I'm going to play for my song that's going to end the night tonight. It's track number 2 off there, and the song's called I Got You. And like I said, the band's called The Black Keys. And I hope you like this right here. And once again, like I said, I appreciate you guys tuning in. And I guess I'll talk to you next podcast. You've been listening to the Bootlegger Sound Radio Show right here on FlapDaddy.com. You all have a good week. Talk to you later.